Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the USDA report continued to be a little bit on the friendly side for corn and wheat, but especially corn, and continues to imply a stocks-to-usage ratio, a global stocks-to-usage ratio, of the tightest since 1973-74. That is not bearish. But that may also, the demand market that we've got going here with corn, it may also imply reasons why the corn has not fallen as hard as it did in 2016. In 2016, we had in 19 trading days in from early June highs to the first major low, a $1.06 decline. And then the market bounced in July and then dropped down again. And that took us on down for a full 67 trading days into the end of August, first day of September, of about a $1.33.5 decline. This year so far, we have declined 75 cents. It just, I think, is indicative of the good demand that's under that corn market. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.